Luna's in Sagittarius, and Sol enters Libra. Oh, ho, ho, ho. There's a butt crack in today's autumnal equinox. Welcome to episode 1 of the 3rd season of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. Sagittarian Luna, by quintiles Aries Mars, in his sextile to the Gemini Dragon's Head, quinquance to Virgo Sol, and square to the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn at 1:41 a.m. Universal Coordinated Time Zero. Well, today is something of an astrologic horse race, and you're riding all out. Or hell-bent for leather, whatever that actually means. Expect to be rushing by all sorts of interesting things that you get no time for. You can also expect to win this race, although we're going to have to wait for the end of the day to find out what the prize is. Leo Venus, in her yod with Capricorn Jupiter and Piscean Neptune, reaches an exact quinquance to Jupiter in his sextile to Neptune at 2:12 a.m. Well, this is embarrassing. It's as though you've been working with your butt crack in everyone's line of sight. And you thought they were interested in what you were actually doing. Oh well. Luna trines Aries Chiron in his quintile to Saturn and Pluto at 9:10 a.m. Of course, the work you're doing will actually make a difference to people. And a positive one at that. Please do carry on. Libra Mercury, in his square to Saturn and Pluto, exactly trines the Dragon's Head in its quinquance to Saturn and Pluto at 1:05 p.m. Expect to have some real fun telling your story. Of course, not everyone wants to hear it. Except that doesn't mean it's not a damn good story, plus an important one, because it sure as hell is both. Nice. Luna reaches a quinquance to unaspected Taurian Uranus at 1:38 p.m. Ooh boy, there's that butt crack again. Would you please do something about that? It really is distractingly silly. Unaspected Sol quietly enters Libra at 2:13 p.m. Here it is. The autumnal equinox. Being a Libra myself, I suppose I should riff on the significance of this, except I prefer to add astrologic house placements to my views, and I'm just not prepared to do that here. Suffice it to say that I can never be sure in someone's chart if Libra is indicative of justice or creativity. That is to say, some Librans just naturally incline towards being lawyers, while others incline towards being artists. In any case, Libra has everything to do with alchemy, because it's all about paradox, or rather, the ability to appreciate and to stand paradox. One ideal of Libra is to see a pair of opposites, as in the two opposing sides of every story, and allow them to evolve into a third story that includes and improves both of them. In other words, Libra takes minus one and plus one and waits for them to combine into a third number that isn't zero. That's transformation for you, which is exactly what alchemy is. It's also creativity, and it's also justice. and just one facet of what we might start thinking about over the course of the next 3 months of the zeitgeist. Just saying. Luna Quintiles Libra Sol at 5:01 p.m. Expect to feel at peace with yourself today. Luna Biquintiles Uranus at 11:55 p.m. Ooh. Even the relentless news cycle of disasters and outrage, that gives us a break today. That's a pretty nice prize for winning today's race. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.